This podcast is one in a series titled From the Soil with Solicito, hosted by Lifetime Senior Certified Landscape Professional Jim Solicito of Solicito Landscaping Nursery, Howlett Hill Road, Syracuse. These commentaries focus on landscape management practices that use only natural products and methods safe for the environment and that bring beauty to the landscape. And now, Jim Solicito.
Knowledge is knowing that a tomato is a fruit. Wisdom is not putting it into fruit salad. It's funny, but I know a lot of otherwise seemingly intelligent people doing all kinds of, well, dumb things in their yard. At the top of the list has to be never measuring a chemical and just dumping it into a spray tank, or actually measuring and putting in twice the recommended amount. Do folks think that something will actually be killed even more dead? This wastes product and isn't good for your neighbors. Now granted, a lawn is nature under totalitarian rule. If you want a good one, then you'll be adding something unnatural at some point during the year. But by mowing the lawn regularly at 3 inches, making sure it gets a solid 1 inch of water every week, and not applying a fertilizer when it's unnecessary. Here's a helpful hint. You can remember the 2 times a year for lawn fertilizing as Memorial Day and Labor Day. Try to forget about believing those lawn commercials on television telling you to fertilize more so your spouse can mow more. Having a high-maintenance, manicured, and picture-perfect Kentucky bluegrass lawn has never been my cup of tea. Too much cream and sugar. Granted, I do like to see green and not brown, and I observe where landscapes have changed so I convert grass areas into hardy and colorful perennials as trees grow in shade areas, or maybe roots have grown above the sod from trees and are a pain to mow around. It really is all about observation and adaptation. Life is a road and never, ever arriving. Now, bee stings can really put a damper on my day. I'm one of those folks who has to carry around an EpiPen. If I'm stung, I'm in trouble since I'm allergic. Having been stung hundreds of times during my 39 years in business, well, that kind of thing is cumulative. So I'm not against taking a small container of Weed Be Gone herbicide and judiciously hitting individual weeds that may have flower parts that bees like to visit in the lawn or landscape. If I can get rid of the temptation for a pollinator to visit, I lessen the chance of a chance encounter that may prove eventful with a large swollen portion of my anatomy. But there are 3 words that are necessary no matter who is applying anything. They are, read the label. Probably more true for the male of our species, it is so important to first read and then apply. Although I've seen many people grab a product, start using it, and then wonder why it didn't work. That's the point where they get around to reading the instructions. You can certainly do something about the way you do things outdoors, but you probably won't change that guy. I've learned to never argue with an idiot. He'll drag you down and beat you with experience. I'm Jim Solicito, reminding you to keep planting until something grows. It's good for you, and it's good for our planet.
From the Soil with Solicito is a production of WRVO Public Media. The entire series is available as podcasts at wrvo.org/Solicito. If you have a question for Jim about your home landscaping, visit Solicito.com and click on Contact or call 315-468-1142.